The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Tell me about Tom Brady, the quarterback. What are your strengths?
Well, everybody tells me I have a pretty strong arm, which is good. I'm pretty accurate with it. Pretty good work ethic, so I think I get the job done.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
3 out of 4.
Gold Lombardi trophies. And the Patriots!
6 Super Bowl championships.
What are you willing to give up to be the best you can be? In the end, my life's focused around football.
Fast forward 21 years.
And Bucks win the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady, you are the GOAT.
I think we knew this was going to happen tonight, didn't we?
Here's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
what
that
up,
we do?
We get the people.
Get the people.
What?
Get people what they want.
Jalen, it is now official. Tom Brady has made an announcement of his retirement. He will no longer be playing professional football. Here is a piece of that announcement. Quote, I have loved my NFL career, and now it's time to focus my time and energy on other things. My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me, but right now, it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes. Jalen, I read every word of this long announcement. It mentioned the city of Tampa Bay, his Tampa Bay teammates, the coaches, the owner of Tampa Bay, did not mention Bill Belichick, New England, the New England Patriots, or Robert Kraft. Jalen, why did he get petty with the announcement?
So it's crazy how I've watched this dynamic play out in sports with these all-time great players. As a fan and as a participant, let me tell you what I mean. When you win championships for an organization and become somebody that's one of the all-time greats, yet you have a frosty relationship with that organization. You got to remember something. I played for Larry Bird, but it wasn't with the Celtics. It was with the Pacers. I played against MJ when he was with the Bulls, but I also played against him when he was with the Wizards. I seen Isaiah Thomas leave the Pistons and be a part of the ownership with the Raptors, not the Pistons. And so what ends up happening, how about LeBron James when he left Cleveland? And so you think as a player and as a fan that I'm going to have this autonomy with the organization that I helped do so very many special things with. And all of a sudden you look back at your journey and you Tom Brady the GOAT and you're like, wait a minute. I was 20 years with the Patriots and I had to leave to prove myself. So once I get on that airplane, I'm off of them. Because the only way I'm going to go to Tampa and win the championship is to pay attention to what's in front of me. See, I say this a lot, and I want people just not to go over somebody's head. There's a reason why the windshield is far larger than the rearview mirror. Because what's happening in front of you is way more important than what's happening in the past. And so therefore, as a 44-year-old man that's been in the NFL for 22 seasons, I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish in New England, but also I proved to myself, that I could do it without New England and without Bill Belichick. So when it's time for me to retire, you get jammed up, don't mention their name. Well, and he didn't do it.
It's one thing if you have a frosty relationship with ownership or even with Belichick himself, but to not mention the fans of New England that rooted for him for 2 decades, to not mention the organization that he won 6 Super Bowls with, really gives you a little bit of insight into where his head is at in his relationship with that franchise. And maybe things at the end were a little, as you said, frostier than it looked like from the outside. Jalen, he had one of his best statistical careers just this season. Are we sure we've seen the last of Tom Brady on an NFL football field?
We're definitely sure. And now I got another potential if they leave destination for Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Let me be the person to say this out loud. if they leave Seattle and Green Bay, they don't want those AFC problems. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, they don't want them future AFC at quarterback problems. If they leave, they staying in the NFC. And now another gig just opened up, right? Potentially, of a contending team that fell short of expectations. If you're Aaron Rodgers, you can't just leave the Packers and go to the Lions. You got to go to somewhere where you feel like you can win it, like Tom Brady just did. And so now the Bucs become a team in play. We talked about the Saints potentially being a team in play. When teams get there and fall short, they make moves. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the squad, in particular the quarterback position of Tampa Bay when Tom Brady leaves. But I don't think he's going to play again. But let me also say this. Aaron Rodgers can't leave Green Bay and go to Tampa Bay.
No, that's what I was thinking too.
Like, he can't do that. Like,
you can't
he's
go be one,
be
two,
to do it.
One, two in
that.
The MVP balloting and then go follow Tom Brady to Tampa. And also, Tampa has a stacked team. They famously brought back all 22 starters from a Super Bowl team last year to this year. But they've got some salary cap problems. Tom Brady left them with some salary cap issues that they need to work out, but he also left them with a Lombardi trophy for the trophy case. What an amazing career for Tom Brady. Is he the greatest football player of all time?
Greatest football player, man, I really can't take away from the human beings that can run and tackle and intercept. And, like, he has to be. How about this? For me, just watching with my two eyes, it's like a couple of people. Tom Brady, Lawrence Taylor, Deion Sanders, and like Barry Sanders. Like for me personally, like just watching the game, like I've seen those people at those positions do what nobody else has done in the game. So for him to be amongst that company and only he have to play in a pocket square radius, and he don't have to play offense and defense and return punts like Deion. But he don't have to rush the edge and rush up the middle like LT and pick it off and go 99 yards. Or juke everybody to get 5 yards to get 50 like Barry Sanders. He definitely deserves to be in that conversation. I'm really happy for everything he's accomplished.
Jerry Rice also comes to mind. It's probably the greatest receiver
Rice.
Of all time.
And Jerry Rice. Yeah, that's
I'd
the other
say
one.
Tom Brady would be in competition for the greatest offensive player of all time. And I think
those
Lawrence
are
Taylor
the five.
Would be
those
my
are the five.
Greatest defensive player of all time.
Those are the five. Hey, Jacob, those are the five. And coincidentally, they all play different spots. So I like what we did there. They all play different spots. Deion, LT, Barry Sanders, Jerry Rice, Tom Brady. Those are the five. The five.
Well, Jalen, Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowls in his career, but he is not playing in this year's Super Bowl. This year, it is the Los Angeles Rams who are at their home arena, but not the home team, which is weird. And of course, the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are giving students all through the city the day after the Super Bowl off. And I want to make a motion right now that everyone can get behind. The day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. No one should be forced to go to work or to school all Monday after the Super Bowl.
We're not doing that. I disagree with you. If we starting to give out national holidays, I got a long list of things and people that can be acknowledged before we get to taking a day off after a football game. That's really important that we enjoy. Now, I appreciate Cincinnati's confidence here. This is them drawing off of our guy Joe Burr and realizing that, wait a minute, like we're not just like an underdog here to compete and to be a stepping stone for the Rams. We there to win this thing and we already planning for the parade. So in theory, that's a boss move, but we ain't trying to make this a holiday. They're not going to be able to do it.
Well, kids get way too many days off. Right now is the Lunar New Year, and my kids are not in school because of the Lunar New Year. I never got the Lunar New Year off when I was a youngster. But, Jalen, we move on to something that you just hinted at. It is time for a signature segment, Drop of the Ball. Eli Apple had an impactful game against the Chiefs, and he's not done talking about it. He took to Twitter, as people do, and he said something nice. He had a nice little gesture. He invited wide receivers for the Chiefs, Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill, to DM him, and he has hooked them up with Super Bowl tickets. Soft Mover Boss Move, offering your former foes Super Bowl tickets.
A boss move.
Ooh.
And you can be mean if you're funny. And I want to make sure I say this to everybody. I once got an MVP vote in the NBA. I was the most improved player in the NBA. I played 83 games one season. I bring this up because if you see me talking trash to MJ or to Shaquille O'Neal, somebody might be looking at me like, how is he talking trash to Patrick Ewing? Well, there's a score of the game. And even though those are all-time great players, I beat them sometime. And you know what he did this past weekend? He beat them. Mm-hmm. So he can say whatever he wants. He made a big tackle on the goal line. And by the way, he missed a big interception that really would have been a game changer.
He sure did.
You know
he
what I'm saying? He missed a huge interception. But like you taught me, you can be mean if you're funny. And I appreciate how he's continued to reinvent himself. I'm a huge fan of how his mom has done a great job of navigating publicly and supporting her son. And so I'm happy that they're in the Super Bowl, but you gotta catch this dog.
You gotta come with that one.
Now there's the other pro part of me is like, now you pick six this and you run it to the house, then that's what you add to your post. You see what I'm saying? That's the real post. And you know I think I'm the caption king. Like that would have been what you add to the post.
the caption captain, Jalen Anthony Rose.
I like that.
Jalen, Steph Curry had a very tough January. I'm sure that he is happy to see the first of the month of February come, but
it's
he was
the
on
first
fire
of the
last
month.
Night in Houston. Wake we'll show you what he did in the fourth quarter for the Warriors right after this. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
It's
You're
the first
J&J.
Of the month.
Got to give the people.
Asia Wilson is an example of black athletes making history beyond the game. Working with Palmetto Health Children's Hospital to bring awareness and raise funds for young people fighting cancer.
I just feel like when I'm having a bad day, I'm down, but there's a kid that's going through probably the ultimate challenge, but they're pushing through. I was so happy to really bring awareness to that, just to continue to work in my community in those ways.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, if you haven't been paying close attention, Steph Curry had himself a tough month of January. However, at the very end of the month, last night in Houston, he went off for 21 points, not in the game, 21 points in the fourth quarter. Jalen, what do you expect to see from Steph for the rest of the season?
Kevin Porter Jr. got him going, talking crazy to him. But he was going to eventually get going anyway. Here's the thing about these great players, Jacoby. He actually had to make an adjustment to how he's getting his shots. If you notice what you're seeing right now, these are all shots he creates off the dribble.
Yep.
That ain't really how the Warriors want to run their offense. They run their offense vastly different when Draymond Green is playing.
Facts.
And you heard our guy, who is Conway? They got the shooters, but they missing the guy to take the charge in court. That's Draymond Green. And that's why I voted him as a starter to the All-Star game over, for example, Rudy Gobert. Because as a player that doesn't average double figures in points, rebounds, or assists, he's gonna be the first guy since Dennis Rodman to make the All-Star team since the late 80s. Because he's a lockdown defender at multiple positions, dribble, pass, dribble, handoff, screen, rinse and repeat, get Steph open. That's how the Warriors like to run their offense. He's a great player. He's gonna get going anyway, but that's why I see the percentages have changed in January, because his shot quality has been a lot different.
Yeah, I think Draymond Green is the sole reason for this tough month of January. When you look at his January numbers, they were pretty far down. I mean, look at that. Points per game, that's the worst since 2016 in the field goal percentage, three-point percentage, worst in his career. However, hopefully Draymond gets back because the world is better when Draymond Green is playing basketball in the NBA. Also in the NBA last night were the Grizzlies and the Sixers, and no Embiid. However, Tyrese Maxey had himself a game, 33 points, 8 assists, and Andre Drummond with 23 rebounds. Jalen, I didn't expect them to win this game without Embiid. What do you see from the Sixers?
I want to make sure I give a regular season shout out to Doc Rivers and his staff. My brother Sam Cassell should be in position to be getting a head coaching job soon. And the reason why I did that is I like how Seth Curry has nurtured into a role with that team. Mm-hmm. I like how they brought Maxey along slow, and all of a sudden he's proven to them that he could be a starting point guard. How they use Thibault, understanding his strengths and his weaknesses, but allowing him to be a lockdown defender. Bringing in a guy like Andre Drummond to be the backup to Joel Embiid, not somebody that's just gonna stand in front of the basket, but somebody that actually has ball skills that could do dribble handoffs from the elbow and go grab every rebound. And so now all of a sudden, Tobias Harris can fall into his scoring role because he's gonna be featured. And that's what ended up happening. They played with a level of toughness, beating a really tough Memphis team, even though Ja Morant went off for 37.
Yeah, I think it's a good point to point out that we always talk about, are they wasting Embiid's season? What's going to happen with Simmons? Well, they're two games out of first place right now. They're having themselves a really good season, even without Embiid last night and Simmons the entire season long. Big shout to Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane is starting to get the love that he deserves. He's averaging over 20 points. He's killing it for the Grizzlies. And, of course, Ja Morant is consistent as well. But, Jalen, there's a lot of good highlights from this game, but none of them are better than this. Sometimes when there are videos that pop up, we need to break them down in detail. Time for you and me to go to the table. Jalen, I've seen you make some very curious decisions at the blackjack table. Very curious decisions at the blackjack table, but none like this. They pull a guy from the crowd to play blackjack on the Jumbotron. Now, I don't know if he's ever played blackjack before, but it's a pretty simple game. So he starts with 17, okay? Curious right here what to do. He hits on 17 against the 7, gets a 20. Now, this is where it gets funky. They ask him whether he should hit again or stay. He hits again on 20 with dealers showing a set. Even the mascot's like, dog, what are you doing? And then, of course, he busts. Jalen, I've seen you do really dumb things at a blackjack table. What is this guy doing?
First off, I would love for them to turn over what the dealer had. You know what I mean? Like, when you show him bust, you got to show what the dealer had. You got to show if the dealer has 17 or 10, number one. And then number two, yes, you see me do some questionable things at the blackjack table, but not hit 20. Now, you have seen me split 20.
I've seen you split kings multiple times. No, I don't know why you do that. I get mad every time you do it. Like, dog, you got 20. What are you trying to get?
Here's a teachable moment to anybody that plays blackjack. If I'm looking at that hand right there and the dealer got 17 and I got two kings, I'm splitting them boys.
Mm-mm.
And I'm about to try to double down and get two hands off of his 117 or her 117.
I've seen so many Jalen Rose fans be so happy to sit down and play blackjack with Jalen Rose when they get to the table, and then when they leave to the table, they are no longer Jalen Rose fans at all. The opposite, very much the opposite. Jalen, we have some news about the Michigan football team's head coach. Will Jim Harbaugh be the head coach of the Wolverines next year? We will tell you right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Doubleheader Wednesday night on ESPN, starting with Ja Morant and the Grizzlies in Madison Square Garden to take on the Knicks at 7:30, and then at 10 o'clock in the nightcap, it is Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets taking on the Jazz. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's some news about the Michigan men's football team. The head coach, Jim Harbaugh, is flying to Minnesota to interview to be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Should Jim Harbaugh return to the NFL?
There are certain schools that get a chance to be a specific sport type of program. So when I think of Duke basketball, Coach K, championships, basketball school. UCLA the exact same way, basketball school. But I look at Alabama as a football school. Mm-hmm. Michigan is one of the few institutions that expects both of our teams to be in the top 10 and be great. For Jim Harbaugh, his stock is as high as it's going to get. If we lose to Ohio State next year, his stock won't be as high. I would love for him to stay at Michigan. But if I was him, and if I was advising him, which I'm doing right now, if the Vikings or any NFL team that has weapons offer you the job and a check, you gotta take it. You gotta take it. He's been in the NFL before. He's been a player. He beat Ohio State this year. The only thing he can do now is win a national championship. If he doesn't win a national championship this time next year, I'm gonna be defending him for the people that I've been defending him for the past handful of years that wanted him to get fired.
See, I'm old enough to remember, like 2 years ago, it was fire Jim Harbaugh. 1 year ago, it was fire Jim Harbaugh.
Correct.
This year, beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten, makes the playoff. If you are going to make the leap to the NFL, your value is at the highest right now. So before people start saying fire Jim Harbaugh again, might as well get that money and be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
And quiet as kept, we lost to Michigan State this year, and they gave their coach like a $100 million deal.
Well, Jalen, you talked about expecting to be in the top 10 in both football and basketball. The men's basketball team has struggled a little bit this year. There's been some COVID issues. However, hit the music, Alex.
Hey,
the
ladies!
Women's team, 19-2, seven consecutive wins. Jalen, how does it feel to see the Wolverines dominate on the basketball court?
I'm just disappointed that I haven't been able to get to Ann Arbor and go to a football, men or women's basketball game. I'm extremely proud of them and that franchise and how they continue to build. And that's what we do in A Square. We try to be great in everything that we do. Hail to the victors.
Come on, Juwan, let's get some wins for the men's basketball team. Something tells me that they will make the tournament and make some noise. We'll be making some noise tomorrow, as we always do, on ESPN2 at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for watching. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. We love the people that watch us on TV, but we really love the people that listen to the pod every single day and call in at 985-80-JALEN. Because the people that listen to the pod, they get the real Jalen and Jacoby unfiltered content. We can talk about whatever we want. Right now, I want to talk about the Boston Celtics. Beat the Heat. The Heat were without Jimmy Butler, without Kyle Lowry. They've been sort of like, you know, they have been pretty inconsistent with their lineups, but they've been consistently winning, climbing up to the top of the East. But Jalen, there were some discussions earlier when the Celtics were struggling about potentially moving either Tatum and or Brown, but that certainly doesn't seem to be the case at the moment. Do you think that they will make some moves before the trade deadline?
I feel like this is going to be a unique trade deadline cycle because there's an elephant in the room team in Indiana who has, I believe Miles Turner is a former All-Star. He's played at an All-Star level. Sabonis still is playing at an All-Star level. Caris LeBert is a 20-point scorer. And you know how much I love President Brogdon in the backcourt. So those are like legitimate pieces that we can name 15 teams. If we added one of those four players, we'd be like, that's a good look.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning that they cannot trade Brogdon because they just signed him to an extension.
Right. And so for me, that's a team. And then two other names just have to get thrown in the atmosphere.
Throw them.
You can't move Ben Simmons if you're Daryl Morey until James Harden signs long-term with the Nets. Period. Mm-hmm. As long as Kyrie Irving's a part-time player, you can't take less of a deal if you're Philadelphia. You just can't do it. It just doesn't make sense. You continue to allow the players you have to build value. So now when you're on the phone with the Nets, I know you like, I know y'all saw Maxi last night. I know y'all saw him.
Featuring Maxi all of a sudden.
Right, I know y'all saw him. So that's what this becomes. Stepping and fetching. And I don't think a Simmons trade happens during this year. Just period. And so for Philadelphia and Embiid, the pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure's off.
You can point to Ben Simmons and say that's why. Anything
and
happens, you
playing
get bounced
like,
in the first round, you don't make the playoffs, you end up in the play-in. You can just point to Ben Simmons and say that's why this happened.
But really, where Philadelphia messed up at, like for real, and I know we're gonna give Ben the lion's share of the blame. Where Philly messed up last year is y'all ain't supposed to be losing to the Hawks.
Yeah.
With a wounded Trae Young. That's their problem. And mm-hmm. by the way, you know the team that lost to the Hawks? That's pretty much the same squad they got now without Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same squad they got now without Ben Simmons. Which means if they face each other in this year's playoffs, because the Hawks were struggling, they're starting to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of the lower segment of the conference playoff race. So say Philadelphia is 2 and the Hawks are 7. To your point exactly. On paper, it sounds like you could dismiss Ben not being there. But you can't lose to the Hawks with Embiid playing like the MVP.
No.
Even without Ben. Because you know why I'm bringing this scenario up? Because that's exactly what happened last year. They lost without Ben.
And with Trae Young limping around. I think he missed a game even. Like, that was, it was wild. You won't forget. Like, you could ask me in 5 years, be like, do you remember when the Hawks were in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks? I'd be like, no, I don't. I really don't remember that.
They got waxed.
But I'll remember that Nets series, I'll tell you that much.
And I can't front. There's always series to help take the pressure off. The best thing that could have happened for the Bucks last year is to face an inexperienced Hawks team in the Eastern Conference Finals. That was the best thing that could have happened for the Bucks. Part of your journey is strategy and luck.
Mm-hmm.
They got lucky with that one.
Yeah, they did. They did have to play the Nets in the previous series, so they
now,
had it for sure.
You still got to take care of business because you could have said the same thing about Kansas City and the Bengals.
Of course.
Same thing.
No,
same scenario.
I thought they were going to blow the Bengals out. I put in one bet that was Kansas City -13.5.
Ooh.
With an alternate spread.
Ooh.
I was like, you know what? I was like, this is going to be a blowout. And you know what? I felt great about it at halftime, or I should say right before halftime, when they're on the 2-yard line with an 11-point lead. Man, I'm still sick about that. Bill Barnwell, shout to him, former Grantlander, current NFL analyst here at ESPN. He put out a video of, you remember the play when Hubbard came late, the spy came late, and when he dropped the ball to lead to the field goal that brought him to overtime?
Right.
Kelce wide open. Pringle wide open. And he's just staring at him, too. Like, it's not even like he's running away from defenders. He's just sitting there staring at him. This, Patrick Mahomes, it's just funny how quickly things can change. You know what I mean? Because after the Bills game, we're talking about, you know, legendary, Hall of Fame. They're guaranteed to win the Super Bowl. La, la, la. And now it's like, is Mahomes the best? Is it a lot fell on his shoulders. A lot of that loss was Patrick Mahomes' fault. A lot
so,
of it.
So there are two or three scenarios I just want to call out in the sports that in theory gave us the not 5, not 6, not 7 energy, and they didn't win not 5, not 6, not 7.
No, the Heat did not win 5, 6, or 7 championships.
Correct.
So I guess they were
correct.
Right.
Correct. And so let me just say this. When the Chiefs win their championship and Patrick Mahomes get a $400 million deal, everybody gave them the not 5, not 6, not 7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They still at 1. And when you look down the hallway, for whatever it's worth, that's 1 as many as Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Just to put it in some context. But I agree with you. And the Hawks making it to the conference finals made it easier for the Bucks to me to understand that they were going against a team who would celebrate that journey versus facing a team that needed to go finals or bust. And so Philadelphia is again giving us a great regular season. They were the number one seed last year, but the pressure's off for them. And it's great to see them building out their depth so they could try to make a bigger deal for James Harden in the offseason.
Jalen, there are some weird reports coming out of the nation's capital. Spencer Dinwiddie, Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, said that he's not getting along with his teammates. He's very unhappy. Wes Unseld Jr. had to discuss it. He addressed it. Do you expect him to get moved? And what do you think is happening in that locker room?
They're losing. That's it. You didn't hear this earlier in the year when they was like 10-2, did you?
No. No, everything was all good.
That's just how this works, man. Not getting along with your teammates, all that means is we suck together. That's all that means. Trust me, I'll translate it for you. That's all that means. You don't even have to overlook it.
It ain't you suck, I suck. Yeah. It's we all suck.
Yeah, like I'm disgusted with myself. So of course I'm disgusted with everyone else. You know what I'm saying? That's just how this goes. Hey, dog, can I tell you something?
Of course you can, Mr. Rose.
I'm pretty sure when I played for the Bulls, and you can ask Jay Williams about this, or Jamal Crawford about this, I'm pretty sure they've spoken on this, two high-profile members of the media that are my little brothers. I better have been unbearable those years. Or something's wrong with me.
I'm going to ask Jay Will.
I better had been unbearable.
Tell the people what Scotty said at the beginning of the season.
So I'm in the hot tub, steam going back and forth, cold tub, hot, cold steam, you know, doing my old man thing. I just played 83 games the year before, averaged like 24, thinking that we about to draft Jay Will, add Scottie Pippen. You know what I mean? Like, we about to do some work.
Glory days are back in Chicago.
No doubt. We had our media day. I had my little picture. Then I had my picture with Tyson and Eddie, the Young Bucks. And then we had our foursome picture with Scotty. You know what I mean? Like, we about to do some things this year.
Well, look at us. Look at this nucleus
right?
We got here.
We're doing interviews. Like,
Tyson,
yeah,
Chandler,
man,
Eddie Curry,
you know
for those
mean?
Who don't know.
Yeah, it's great to have Scotty back. Tyson and Eddie about to make the leap. Da-da-da, let's go. So then I'm in the back or whatever. Scotty and me in the steam room. And I'm just telling him exactly what I'm telling you. Like, all of the great things we about to do this year, how much fun we was going to have. And I don't curse, but you're allowed to curse on this show. But if I was doing a stand-up, I would need to curse for effect. So if you have kids in the car that have never heard Jalen curse, this will be a first. So me and Scotty was sitting there. And I was just, you know, going on and on about Tyson's rebounding and Eddie's footwork and how Jay Williams about to be killing. And he was like, he looked at me, he was like, I ain't doing I was like, what?
I didn't play the game yet.
I'm like, what? I'm like, hold up. He's like, these motherfuckers me. I was like, all right. Word, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I was like, word. And the thing is, it's kind of like Kyrie with the Vax, right? This is my teammate. He's a legend. He's a champion with this team, with this franchise. And I'm a student of the game. And I saw seasons where Michael Jordan was making $35 million and he was making $3 million. I remember those years. I was in the league some of those years. And you know what I did? I was like, I ain't even mad at you, dog.
No. You can't convince him to have passion for winning basketball.
You think I was about to stand there and argue with him about this?
No.
He clearly let me know where he stood, and I appreciated that. I loved him for that. Like, there's been a lot of Scottie Pippen slander recently. Let me just go on the record to say this. I idolized him. Point forward, played multiple positions. And I always defended the fact that people demeaned him by calling him Robin. I hated that for him so much. And now that we've seen, you know, what allegedly may have happened with Future and his estranged wife, I don't know if it's his ex or not, and like his relationship with Michael Jordan and what happened with The Last Dance, and like, I played against them. I was in Last Dance. Like, I know, I'm way too familiar with this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so like, it kind of pains me to see that somebody that's one of the top all-time great players that achieved everything that we want somebody to achieve in sports seems unhappy with that journey because the people, in my opinion, haven't valued what he brought to the table for decades in the game. It's almost like being a parent or being a relative and you're doing these things for friends and family, and you're doing it even though you know they don't appreciate it. That's kind of how I see him moving towards the public. And it pains me because think about this. On paper, you would say, hey, Jalen, would you take your career over Scottie Pippen's? I'll be like, yeah. I'll take Scottie Pippen's career over mine, A, B, C, D. Like, I would take everything about his career over mine.
Except the money.
And then I really look back at the journey. I'm happy, dog. And that's priceless. That's priceless. I would want to have 6 championship rings, but you know what I would rather have? This smile on my face. Facts. And them zeros in my account. Like, I can make everything else work as long as I got that. I'll figure it out. And so I just wanted to salute the OG, because anytime you're getting mentioned in songs and, you know, the way he was getting mentioned, I pick up my phone. I have social media, and sometimes I click on his name when he's trending, and a lot of times it ain't because of something he said or did. And I hate that for him.
It's a great point. Big shout out to Scottie Pippen. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. We always appreciate you when you call in. Call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us voicemails. We always put them on the show. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. Let's listen to our first listener voicemail.
You're Jalen Jacoby. It's your boy Breon calling from Chicago. I was listening to the podcast, and Jacoby said that he has a pair of Jalen size 15 shoes, and he's looking for someone to give them to. One, I want to say shout out to Rest the Lips. Rest in peace to Jeannie Rose. My father recently lost his mother, and he wears a size 15 shoe. So I'm trying to get these LaMelos so I can give them to my father. I want to know if it's a soft move or boss move that I'm not going to give you guys credit when I get these shoes. I'm taking complete credit for it. But thank you guys, Uncle Jalen, Uncle Jacoby. Thanks for putting me on the show. Shout out to Brianna. Shout out to Tanner. Shout out to Reg. Keep getting them checks.
Oh, he did a better job naming the staff of the show than you do, Jalen. I think his name is Breon. Big shout out to him. Man, these voicemails are giving me work to do. Now I got to go bring in the shoes, get this dude's address, send the shoes out. I got the cardigans coming out to the cardigan winners. I got them right here at the office.
Thank you, my brother.
Boss move for not giving us credit. Always a boss move.
So here's... we're like, it reminds me why you always say this. Pay attention to people say I watch you versus listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody that knows us.
He shouted out Tanner. Yeah. I forgot Tanner worked on the show.
And the reason why I know he knows us the most is because when he gives the gift, he's not going to give us credit.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you should do. That's the exact way to approach it. Don't say these came from Jalen Rose and David Jacoby.
No.
No. Uh-uh. No. Don't have him tell you to tweet me. No. Uh-uh. You take all of that credit, and then you thank us. I feel like, yes, we're going to make sure you get size 15s to give to your pops. And I know it's tough that he lost his mom. These are some tough days for me. I was on a flight headed to an undisclosed location. I look up Jacoby, got a couple of tears streaming down my eyes.
What happened?
It was my birthday, and I was thinking like, man, this is really the first time I have a birthday without the person that gave birth to me. Mm. It was a spiritual awakening. And 2 years ago, February 3rd, I lost my bodyguard, my big brother, William Lee Rose. We call him Bill. And 12 months ago, February 2nd, I lost my mother. So literally, those situations are now happening back-to-back days in my life for my family. And I know it's tough for your dad losing his mom. And so as a small token of our appreciation, not only are we going to send you shoes and you take credit for those, we got to make sure we send him a J&J hoodie. Because that's going to be from us. That's going to be from me in particular.
If his dad wears size 15s, then you got to be extra large. Because if your dad got feet that big, you probably extra large yourself, Breon. Jalen, we love you very much. On behalf of everybody who works on the show, listens to the show, we're sorry for your loss of the great Jeannie Rose. We will be
back tomorrow
as we do every single day to give the people what they want. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
I'm going to dedicate tomorrow's show to my mother. Wednesday show. I'm going to dedicate Wednesday show to my mother. Thursday show to my brother, Bill. But the one thing about giving the people what they want, as long as we alive, there will be shows.
Yep.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
The beat.